We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Let me pick up and read verse 9 and 10. But when some of them stubbornly refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, Paul took his disciples and left the synagogue to conduct daily discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, so that everyone who lived in the province of Asia, Jew and Greeks alike, heard the word. So we've been looking at the fact that when Paul was no longer able to use the synagogue as his teaching center, he had to find a different place, somewhere he wouldn't be constantly interrupted by the heckling of his opponents who were slandering both his teachings and, of course, Jesus himself. And so Paul winds up renting what was known as the lecture hall of Tyrannus. The Western text says to us that has a notation that Tyrannus' hall was available to Paul for 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Probably one of the reasons why Paul was able to get that time frame each day was because most of the Greek lectures were delivered early in the morning because of the hot temperatures after 11 o'clock during the day. Historians such as Lake and Cadbury suggest that more people would be asleep at 1 p.m. than at 1 a.m. So it kind of gives you the idea of them taking these naps in the afternoon. So realizing this, it's not hard to imagine that Paul would spend the early hours of the morning in his tent-making activities and then take advantage of the hall's availability as well as the cheaper rental rates in the afternoon. This was true despite the fact that these hours were not the optimum time, of course, to teach. As some pointed out, this showed Paul's devotion to preaching the gospel as well as his students' devotion for listening. They had to forego their naps to hear Paul's teaching during the hot part of the Ionian days. While the owner and location of Tyrannus' hall is still somewhat of a mystery, Paul was able to regularly rent it for 2 years. And there he had a spacious, ideally located room to preach the gospel and, of course, debate his listeners. So Luke summarizes Paul's effectiveness at Ephesus in verse 10. He records this went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. There on the other side of the Aegean Sea in the province of Asia, in the southwest of modern-day Turkey, Paul found a receptive audience. Meanwhile, Apollos was on the other side of the Aegean at Corinth and having an equally effective time of ministry. For Paul, Ephesus would mark his longest time of ministry in one place during his entire career. That alone should give us some insight on how fruitful Paul found his labors in this first century location. We know from the rest of Luke's narratives and Paul's epistles that while Paul stayed in Ephesus for 2 years, his associates were carrying out missionary activity in neighboring cities. Epaphras appears to have evangelized the cities of the Lycus Valley, Colossae, Laodicea, and the Hierapolis cities. Paul evidently did not personally visit any of these places. Some Bible scholars believe that all seven of the churches of Asia are addressed in the book of Revelation, were established around this same time period. In the end, this Roman province was intensely evangelized. Afterwards, it remained one of the leading centers of Christianity for many centuries. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.